This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
This is the voice of Pacific Women on Plains FM 96.9.
Hear about what is happening in our Pacific communities,
information on wellbeing, Pacific community activities,
and our government updates that are relevant to our Pacific peoples, and of course, our favourite Pacific sounds.
This show comes to you with the support of the Ministry for Pacific Peoples.
Good morning, everyone. Talofa lava, malolele, bulavinaka, talohani. Greetings and welcome to the Voice of Pacific Woman. It is nice to be back here at our second home here at Plains FM, 96.9 Plains FM. It has been a wee minute, has it not? It has been a hot minute since we have been in the hot seat here at Plains FM. As we all know, COVID hit just after, August last year, and then that's probably when we haven't had, it's been that long since we've had our last show. So, welcome back to the Voice of Pacific Woman, and thank you for tuning in with us this morning. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Ngase Ilevau Faletolutu'oiva, also known as NAS. I am an advisor at the Ministry for Pacific Peoples, led by our lovely director there, Diane Fanica, as well as the rest of our team, Ropeta Menetulia as our senior advisor, Darren Forlau as our community initiatives manager, Howard Jameson, our Tupu Aotearoa manager, and the new addition to our team, Andre Colgetto, who is our current intern, our Tupatua intern. So welcome also to the team, Andre, if you are tuning in with us today. So greetings and best wishes for the new year from our team here at Ministry for Pacific Peoples in the Southern Region. Yeah, it has been a while since we have connected via radio, but here we are. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into this new year, and we are very happy to be back. So thank you also to our family here at Plains FM for chasing us to get back into the hot seat. Well, not really, just adjusting to the different times, and thank you for allowing us to come back. So now that we are back, before we get started, as always, let's open up with our word for today that we have. So we have Be Wise, Say Nothing. This is for Friday the 14th of January 2022. The prudent hold their tongues, Proverbs 10:19. The story is told of a wealthy grandfather who went to his doctor to be fitted for a unique hearing aid. The device not only allowed him to hear perfectly, it was hidden so no one could see it. When he went back for a follow-up visit, the doctor said, "Your family must be happy to know that now you can hear." The grandfather said, "Well, I haven't told them about my hearing aid. I just sit around and listen to their conversations, and I've already changed my will 3 times. The Bible says the prudent hold their tongues, Proverbs 10:19. And this isn't only a law of speech, it's a law of science. The odds of putting food in your mouth grow exponentially the more times you open it. To put it another way, the potential for saying the wrong thing rises proportionately to the amount of words you say. Ever notice that the person who habitually throws in their 2 pennies worth frequently says something that's worth about 2 cents or less? The writer of Proverbs says, "Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a man There is more hope for a fool than for them. Proverbs 29 verse 20. A man walked into a pet shop one day where a colourful parrot was sitting on a perch. The man looked at the bird and in a cocky tone said, "Hey stupid, can you speak?" To his amazement, the parrot replied, "Yes stupid, can you fly?" Why does God say so much about offences of the tongue? Because when you sin with your tongue, you offend him, affect others, and hurt yourself. And that is our word for today. So, yeah, I mean, if we can learn a lesson from that about holding back every now and then and just taking time to, I guess what it's saying is think before we speak, right? Let's not be hasty and say exactly what's on our minds straight away, and let's just sit and observe sometimes and be mindful of what we have to say. So on that note, let's open up with a wee gospel number, Awalefa Aveivai by Lance Tawala and Liua Tawala. So please enjoy this wonderful number.
Thank you.
And that was Awalefa Vaivai from Lance Tawala and Liwa Tawala. And you know what? I'm just going to say a little PSA here because, let's be honest, it's been a minute, so I really need you all to just bear with me. I'm just, you know, I just, it's a new year. What do we say? New year, new me. Well, it seems like it's new year, old me, because my nerves are really kicking in this morning. So for those of you that are listening in, apologies if I really sound a little bit nervous, because my nerves are really coming through today. But that's okay. That's okay. We have our family together here at Plans FM listening in. So tune in and let's just get through this together. But yes, welcome back to Voice of Pacific Woman. We are here with some reminders of some Pacific community notices, as well as some notices that we need to get out to you. And hey, maybe a couple of well-being reminders while we're at it. And of course, those toe-tapping sounds that we all love to hear, and especially our Pacific sounds. So next up, you know, obviously, the last few months that we haven't been in here, a lot of our focus has been on COVID-19. And, you know, shout out to all of our communities out there for sticking through this time period. It has not been easy for any of us. It has been a full-on journey that we have had to really navigate together. And, you know, it's not an easy time. And so, you know, just hang in there, guys. You know, we're definitely in a better place than we were last year, towards the end of the year, where it was just looking a little bit grim. But thank goodness, you know, especially for our Auckland family, shout out to our Auckland families and for your families that are in Auckland, because it definitely was a bit of a rough time. But thank you, Lord, for getting us through this time, because it has, yeah, just been a bit testing, I guess. But in saying that, you know, we do have to keep our reminders up. Just keeping us all reminded of how we can stay safe. And during this time of COVID-19, it's becoming the new normal. So, you know, just some reminders for us. Stay home if you are sick. If you feel sick, you know, stay home. If you have some symptoms, please go out and get tested, just so that you can keep yourself safe, your family safe, and your community safe. Even if it does come back as a negative test, as long as you can be reassured that that is negative, then that's good. Make sure you wash your hands, or use hand sanitizer. Oh, goodness, Nas, what is going on? But wash your hands and use hand sanitizer. You know, wherever you go, make sure you keep washing your hands. Use that hand sanitizer. A lot of the places that we go, they have hand sanitizer available. So if you don't have a little cute one in your handbag like I do, that's fine. Just use the one that is provided by the places that you go to. And to be honest, if you weren't washing your hands before, please just wash your hands. other than that, cough or sneeze into your elbow, clean or disinfect shared surfaces regularly. So especially in your workplace, in your school places. I know that school hasn't started back yet, but even at home, you know, we all go out and about with our days and do our thing out there, and then we all come home, touch the bench, touch the coffee table. You know, let's keep wiping those down, just to ensure that we keep those germs off there. Improve ventilation. So the risk of becoming infected with COVID-19 increases the closer you are to a person and the longer you are close to the person. But the risk is highest in crowded and poorly ventilated indoor spaces. So, you know, even if you're at home, just open some windows, get that ventilation in, and that will just help us prevent the virus from spreading. And of course, keep your distance from people that you do not know. I guess the other thing that has come up is, well, over the last few months, is the COVID-19 protection framework, or also known as the traffic light system. So for those of you who haven't really read or haven't heard too much about it, please feel free to have a look at the resources that are available. I know that we have some resources that are available on our website, mpp.govt.nz, which are in the translated languages, the nine translations. So please feel free to have a look at those different resources that are available for not only you but also your community. If you work in a community space, have a look at that, and it just shows and outlines what we can do in the different colours or the different traffic lights, and also the capacity numbers and such. So have a look into that. Also, what's come into place with the COVID-19 protection framework and the traffic light system is the use of my vaccine pass. So for those of us who have been vaccinated, make sure that when you do go out that you have your vaccine pass available, whether it be a printed hard copy or whether it be your digital copy on your phone. Make sure that you have that available to show the retailers or the cafe and restaurant people or workers that may ask for that. A lot of the places that you'll go now will be asking for those, so make sure you have that. If you haven't had a chance to get your My Vaccine Pass, there are a lot of pharmacies that are offering to do that. You can also call our family at Tangata Tumotu on their 0800 number and they can help you out with that. You can also look at asking family members to help you in getting that as well. So please make sure that you have your My Vaccine Pass available so that you can show that, whether it be that physical option or the one on your phone. Also, if you do have one on your phone, I don't know if you already know this, you may already know this, but you can add it to your Google Pay wallet or your Apple wallet, and then that way you just pull it out when you need to rather than going into your email and opening the PDF version. So lots of different ways that you can have that available. The other thing, obviously, is that the booster shots are now available as well. So if you have had your... if you are double vaxxed and you had your last vaccination, was it 2 months ago? More than 4 months ago, then please have a look at going and getting your booster shot. So if you had your last shot in September, then you can get it now. If you had your last shot in October, you can get it in February. And if you had your last shot in November, then you can get it in March or December, then April, and so on and so forth. So that information is also available through Unite Against COVID-19. So if you are looking to get your COVID-19 shot, booster shot, and you are here in Christchurch, then we do have Etu, who is open at 173 Montreal Street. You can get in contact with them or head on down there and they will be able to administer your booster shot for you. Some pharmacies also have them available as a walk-in, and then of course you could also contact your local GP, or we also have our Maui clinics who I think are also doing that, but just check out the team at Tangata Tumotu, who I think are back this week, and they can let you know. But we'll leave it at that for now, and we'll head into a wee hot number there for us, one that I'm sure we are all familiar with, but let's dance our way into 2022, eh? Anyway, enjoy this number.
Yali yatu.
E amai tamai, be amai.
Te kui ke e hoa ia. dia lietu.
Okay, if you were not singing along with that one, well, I don't know what you were doing, because you must have been dancing like me, because let's be honest, I was up, and no, I wasn't up, but I was in my seat and I was dancing away. I hope you were too, and I hope that lightened your Friday morning for you. So that was Bate Bate by Te Waka, one of the faves that we all love. That we all love to get up and shake our hips to. Anyway, welcome back to the Voice of Pacific Woman. It is 10:23 a.m. and is time flying or is time flying? Welcome back. Thank you for joining me this morning. I just want to make a quick shout out, actually, to my sister, Rosalina Tangifano, who is listening in. Thank you for joining us this morning, my lovely. And I hope you are keeping well and that our family up in Wellington is keeping well too. At MPP, so send our love to the family there. But welcome back. As we went before we went into that wonderful number, we were just talking about COVID-19 and also that just a few reminders for us all, just so that we can make sure that, you know, we are all keeping or doing our best to keep ourselves safe and also our communities and our families safe. But in saying that, you know, on another note, I just want to say also, you know, congratulations to our providers out there, Waitaha Health, Pegasus Health, Tangata Tumutu Trust, or Tangata Tumutu, sorry, Etu Pasifika, and the other, you know, the CDHB, for supporting our Pacific communities to get their vaccinations. We are currently sitting here in Canterbury with 98% of Pacific people having their first dose and 94% have been fully vaccinated. So congratulations not only to our providers and the work and the tireless work that they have been putting in to support our communities in doing that, but also to our communities for going out and doing the best for their families and making informed decisions to get vaccinated. So well done. Just wanted to put that in there. But also, just before we head into other information, I just wanted to also touch on the 5 to 11 year old shots that are now available as of Monday. So from the 17th, parents and caregivers will have the opportunity to protect their tamariki against COVID-19, well, the 5 to 11 year olds, because as we knew before, the 12 and up were able to get their vaccinations, but the 5 to 11 year olds will be able to get a COVID-19 pediatric formulation of the Pfizer vaccine. So if you are here in Canterbury, there will be some clinics across Canterbury that will be offering and ready to take some bookings from the 17th of January. And you can go to vaccinatecanterburywestcoast.nz. So that's vaccinatecanterburywestcoast.nz. and you can have a look on there, and there will be a list of the clinics that will be providing that service for our communities. So if you are looking to get your child vaccinated with the 5 to 11 pediatric formulation of the Pfizer vaccine, then please feel free to go onto that website and see where you can get that done. The other thing is that if you are looking to get a bit more information before you go ahead and do that, that's understandable. There's a lot of information available on the COVID-19 website, but also the Ministry for Pacific Peoples will be holding a whānau this evening from 7 p.m. and that is the Protecting Our Children from COVID-19 whānau, and that is in partnership with our colleagues and friends over at Moana Research. So if you are looking to join that and to get a bit of information about how you can protect your children and how it will work, and to hear a bit of a conversation about that, and also to ask some questions, please do feel free to go on to our Facebook page, where you can have a look and find the link to join that conversation, and feel free to share with any other people in your communities and families as well. So that is from 7 p.m. Friday the 14th of January, which is this evening, and that's the Protecting Our Children from COVID-19 National Zoom Whānau Talanoa. Also feel free to email RSVP whānau at mpp.govt.nz if you want to get further information, have any questions, or would like to register as well. So the link is available on our Facebook page. It's also available through our other social media, such as Instagram and I think Twitter as well. So please go through and have a look to see if you want to join that conversation, just to get a bit more information on how you can protect your child from COVID-19. But because I feel like I've been talking a lot, let's just go back into another song, because why not? I mean, welcome back 2022, welcome into the world of 2022, and let's go in with a Kuki Airani number called Kia Rana, and I hope you enjoy this one too.
Wella, 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 susua, it's me right here, the man who loves himself. I love you all, and I love myself. Boom, shikara. It's your boy Tyson right here. I love you.
Kuki Airani.
Aleluya, 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 ale
sube, kia ora ora tatoe, kia ora ora tatoe.
Alright,
move your body left to right now, move your body left to right. Get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out.
Welcome back to the Voice of Pacific Woman. That was Kia Rana from Rex Atirai and the Heimana All-Stars. Move your body, come on everybody. So good, man. Oh, man. Gotta love those numbers, eh? Anyway, I will get back to my dancing after, because let's be honest, that's not what we're here for, people. That's not what we're here for. Let's just stick to the job that I have. Which is to provide you with updated information on what is going on at the moment, and hopefully, if we have time, a couple of tips and tricks that we want to share today. But let's see. But welcome back to the Voice of Pacific Woman. It is 10:33 a.m. and I just want to welcome you all to this wonderful show here at Plains FM 96.9. So we've just touched on booster shots, COVID-19 information, vaccinations, and also the 5 to 11 vaccinations, the Pacific Whanau that's happening tonight. But now I just want to move into also just updating you with a couple of notices from the ministry as well. So currently we have the Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Fund, which is open. The Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Fund has been established to enable more frequent and responsive engagements between government and Pacific communities to keep Pacific peoples informed and supported in the transition to the COVID-19 protection framework, or the traffic light system. Applicants can apply by submitting a cost of proposal up to $30,000, and basically the objectives of the fund are to educate and increase preparedness of Pacific communities on new COVID-19 health measures, such as the new COVID-19 protection framework or traffic light system, to create community awareness of vaccinations, vaccine passes and certificates, to keep Pacific people safe and prepared through community readiness and support. So once again, applicants can apply by submitting a costed proposal up to $30,000. The key dates, so this will be closing at 5 p.m. on the 28th of January, and all applicants should be informed the outcome of their application by Monday the 14th of February 2022, or Valentine's Day. Can you believe it? Valentine's Day is coming up. Anyway, back to what I was talking about, the Pacific Aotearoa Community Fund. If you need more information about the Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Fund, please email fundhelp@mpp.govt.nz. That is fundhelp@mpp.govt.nz. But you can apply for the fund on our website, which is mpp.govt.nz. And it will be under the funding section, and once again, the Pacific Aotearoa Community Outreach Fund. So please share it with your networks, share it with your communities, your churches, so that they can go through and have a look at applying for that fund as well. The other thing that we have going on currently is the Pacific languages, or Leo Moana, or Leo Moana or Aotearoa, the Pacific Languages of Aotearoa Survey, and this is the first of its kind investigating the use and attitudes to Pacific languages in Aotearoa. Since the last comprehensive survey of Pacific languages in Aotearoa, Pacific language use in Aotearoa has declined, and in some cases significantly. This survey is designed with the intention to contribute to policy development toward the revitalization, maintenance and sustainability of Pacific languages in Aotearoa. Whether you are a young person, a parent, a teacher or a community leader, or just someone with a passion for supporting Pacific languages to thrive, we welcome your feedback. We also welcome feedback from community organisations, businesses, churches and any groups that serve Pacific communities. The survey takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete, and you can also do that survey on our website, which is mpp.govt.nz. You can find it under programs and it will be the Pacific Languages Survey. So please do take the time to jump on. I myself have done it, and I know that there are some in our team that have done it. We had a discussion the other day about how eye-opening it is actually to... I guess it just makes you think about the situation that we are in and what we have access to and where we use it and where we use our languages. And it also just shows the differences between generations, you know, that intergenerational conversation. So definitely, even if you want to go through it with your parents, your children, please do. I really think it's thought-provoking and just gets you thinking about your use of Pacific language in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Another notice, which is more of a community notice, is that we have a Pacific Arts Whanau, which will be happening tomorrow at 285 Cashel Street, Christchurch Central, and that will be happening from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's an opportunity for Pacific artists to engage with other artists, share ideas and provide feedback to Creative New Zealand on what you need to grow your arts practice and audience reach in Aotearoa. If you cannot attend but would like to contribute, email talanoa at tangata moana, so that's tangata, T-A-G-A-T-A, moana.com. So please feel free to go along to that and have your say with regards to the Pacific Arts space and what is going on there. So head on down between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. So it starts at 2 p.m. at 285 Cashel Street, and have your say and have a talanoa with those that are also working in that space as well. The last notice that we have today is from Levar. So Levar has a Futures That Work scholarships program that's available. You can get your fees paid, get your study sorted and get your dream job. So growing the skill, the size and skills of Pacifica workforce takes more than just financial support. It's also a combination of providing appropriate mentoring, coaching, cultural and pastoral care, as well as support in identifying employment and career pathways. That's why the Futures That Work three-step program has been successful. Applications are open at the moment and they'll be closing on the 1st of February 2022 at 5 p.m. Please go to the Levar website and look up the Futures That Work scholarships program and have a look at the opportunity that is available there for Levar and their mentoring. Eligibility criteria is that you need to be a New Zealand resident or permanent resident at the time of application. You need to be enrolled in a relevant mental health or addiction related qualification, enrolled at an approved NZQA accredited tertiary provider in New Zealand, provide evidence of Indigenous Pacific descent, and also submit a correctly completed application. So feel free to share that with those that are looking to study in those areas. But those are our notices for today. So we'll just head into another song, which is Sina Tawa. Now, you may have heard this, and you may have heard this through TikTok, to be honest, but it is a wonderful number from our Kidabus family, and that will definitely get your hips shaking. And if you are not up and out of your seat for this number, I don't know what is wrong with you, because, hey, I will be. So let's all get dancing. Get up, get out of your seat, and let's have a listen to this number. Hey, And that was Sina Tawa. And you know what? I'm not really a TikToker, but was I low-key doing the moves in my head? Yes, I was. So welcome back to Voice of Pacific Woman. It is nearly 10:45 on your Friday morning today, and I just want to welcome you back to our first show of the year for 2022. It has been a hot minute, but welcome back and thank you for joining us. Quick shout outs as well, just wanted to make a quick shout out to my team, Andre Colghetto, and also the wonderful and beautiful Roberta Menetulia. Oh, you're also beautiful too, Andre, sorry. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your wonderful colleagues. Not the wonderful colleague, but anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch up after. But now that we are back, look, I just thought, you know what? What can we talk about? What can we talk about today that is not notices related? And I thought, you know what? It is the beginning of the year. So what else do you do at the beginning of the year? New year, new me. We all look to make New Year's resolutions. If you haven't made New Year's resolutions, that's okay. But I think it's just a great way to really reflect on the previous year, look at what you want to do for this year, and just set some goals for yourself and what you want to do and what you want to achieve throughout the year. But so what I was thinking is, you know, we all set the goals, right? We set the goals, but what we need to do is actually stick to them. And how can we maintain being on track to achieving our goals? So I thought I'd just share a few tips with you on how you might be able to stick on the road of heading towards achieving your goals for 2022. For me personally, you know, it is, of course, keeping my health in check, making sure that, you know, I keep my family safe, and also setting just some little goals with regards to the work that I do, the community that I live in, and also my family as well. So if you haven't had a think about your goals, that's all good, but definitely have a think about what you want to achieve for this year. And then when you do, you know, be realistic. So these are some of the tips that we've got. So be realistic. The surest way to fall short of your goal is making a goal that's unattainable, right? So let's be realistic about it. Like, let's not say I'm never going to eat chocolate again, but let's just say I'm going to eat less chocolate. And then that way we have something that is more attainable rather than going cold turkey, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So that's the first one. Second one is plan ahead. Don't make your resolution on New Year's Eve. So make sure that, you know, you plan ahead. But even if you do it after New Year's, that's all good, as long as you have a timeline set in place for when you want to achieve those goals and put some time into thinking about them. Outline the plan of how you're going to actually get there. So decide exactly how you're going to do that. It could include telling a friend and calling on them for some help. It could be thinking positively and some positive self-talk, or reminding yourself how your bad behavior will affect your goal. So just outline exactly what you want to do with dealing with the temptation of, let's say for example, skipping an exercise class. How are you going to do it so that you can stay on track with your goals? Make a pros and cons list. It's always good to weigh up what's the good versus the bad. And also it's good to see it on paper so that it can keep your motivation strong. You can always add to this pros and cons list as well. You can ask others to contribute to it, and also make sure that you keep your list with you. So if you want to do it on your phone, that's great. Google Docs, that's great. If you want to do it on a piece of paper, that's fine too. Maybe you want to write it in lipstick on your mirror. Whatever works for you, you do that. Also, talk about it. So don't keep your resolution a secret. Share with those that are around you. It could be your close friends, it could be your spouse, could be your parents, whoever you want to share that with. But then that just helps you stay on track with your goal, and it keeps you accountable as well. When you are going through trying to achieve your goals, also remember to reward yourself. I mean, it doesn't mean you might not want to reward yourself in, say, taking yourself out for dinner, but you might want to reward yourself in something like some self-care, maybe going to get a massage, maybe going to get a pedicure, something like that, a manicure or something like that, whatever you're into, or perhaps buying a new track that came out on iTunes. I don't know, it could be something, whatever you're into, that is really good for you and that you know will help you keep on track. Don't beat yourself up when you do slip up, though. Make sure that, you know, you're kind to yourself and that you acknowledge that you've made a mistake, but that you move forward and you move on. Also, stick to it. You know, experts say that it takes about 21 days for a new activity to become a habit and 6 months for it to become a part of your personality. It won't happen overnight, so definitely be patient with yourself, be persistent, and stick to the goal. Keep the main thing the main thing. And also, of course, keep trying. Don't give up. Just keep trying. Push on through those barriers that you feel are there for you, and just keep trying. Just, if you fall off the horse, jump back on it again. But yeah, there you go. A few tips on how you might be able to keep on track with your New Year's resolutions. But now it's actually come to the end of our time. So I hope you have enjoyed the first Voice of Pacific Woman this morning. Thank you for bearing with me with all of the different ums and ahs. Apologies for that. And also, you know, the slip-ups with the good old fobbing out, as we call it, but that's okay. We are all here together and we are all here to enjoy this time together. So thank you for tuning into Voice of Pacific Woman this morning. We are really looking forward to journeying through 2022 with you, keeping you updated and informed on things that are happening, and also with some tunes, you know, that will keep your hips moving, keep you on track with that weight goal. Because we all want to move and shake like Beyonce. But anyway, I hope you enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the sunshine out there. Don't forget to slip, slop, slap and wrap. Keep yourself safe. If you are looking to go out to the beach or into the water, please make sure that you do that safely and keep others around you safe as well. And do it in a safe manner. And also, yeah, just make the most of this time heading into the new year. We'll blink and it will be Christmas time again. So let's just make the most of 2022 and journey with God in that as well. But as we head into the weekend, blessings for you all, blessings for your family from us here at MPP, at the team here in the southern region. We just wish you all well for this, the next 2 weeks, and we will see you in a fortnight's time. But thank you for joining us again. And we will finish off with, actually, we'll finish off with a Solomon number. And this is a shout out to my brother Andre, a wee Solomon number called Muke Orua. Hopefully, I have pronounced that right. But yeah, enjoy this, and we will see you in 2 weeks' time. Fafsai.